Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, enough of this basketball game. And we're watching the T-Wolves Warriors. Back to the hockey. Second period has started. Minnesota now up a, up a five spot now. Not great. Golden State got us. Now, you know what? They got to stay within striking distance. 38-37 right now. Every time the T-Wolves get up by like five or six or something, the Warriors will hit a three after. So they're lingering. But if you're Golden State Warriors, you got to get a lead in this game. Like, you can't be coming back. You're shorthanded. So you don't want to be playing uphill. So level two, this is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The Dallas Stars are rolling right now. And the Dallas Mavericks just won the NBA lottery. They're going to get Cooper Flagg, 1.8% chance of winning the lottery, and they do. The Dallas Wings, they got Paige Becker, so they're going to be an improved basketball team. And I say that the Dallas Cowboys. And Sean's going, no, it's impossible, can't happen.
I'm not saying possible. I said I just don't like the team. I don't like them. I don't like it this year. I don't like it.
Or you kind of said it was impossible. You said you've been fighting me hard on this. That's why I like games, though.
I like you. You guys are great. You guys like butt heads, man. It's like it's the best.
No, I'm telling you right now. Oh, did they just score again?
Who did?
The Oilers just scored 3-0.
Damn it! I got Vegas plus 2.5. There's no comeback.
I think
tonight.
It was Hyman.
Dude, Hyman
Hill should have stopped that too.
That is, dude. I'm gonna take you after like 20 vodkas, Morenci. That's weak on Hill. That's a bad goaltending move right there. That's awful.
He's still better to me after 20, I would say. Yeah, but yeah, I appreciate it.
You gotta cover the net there a little bit better, pal. You're in the NHL. Get it together.
I would not have stopped that. Like there's a few where I'll admit that I'd be like, yeah, I would have stopped that. This one I wouldn't have, but I'm also not an NHL goalie.
You're talk show host. But I'm saying, to keep his team
I'm
in the game.
I'm telling you right now, though, that was my weak point. Like, I hated shots there. Short side, stick low. Yeah. I hate that. Goalies don't like it. It's like a dirty little secret.
It's not a natural move. It's hard.
It's hard to, like, it comes fast, and that's what just happened to him, Cam. He got beat low, and, like, Hill couldn't do it doing it. I used to hate people that would shoot there, but players aren't smart enough to do it.
You're right.
They all want to, like, tee it up and go high or whatever, but like, no one just, like, nice and low, stick side. It's like baseball. It's like low and away in baseball. You can't hit it. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? You're not going to hit it. Just throw it low and away. They won't hit it.
The problem with these players is they're so friggin' good at what they do. They forget like the little things of like how to make simple plays and shoot. They do everything pretty because they're the best in the world. And the thing is, you're winning playoff games with great stuff like that. Get the goalie out of position.
Yeah, I'm seeing a replay here, Cam, too. It was like it wasn't even a hard shot. Like Kane kind of like knuckleballed it. He barely hit it. He kind of like it was. So that's another. It had a weird trajectory to it.
The defenseman slid in front of Hill a little bit. He might have got rattled, but you still got to make save.
You got to save that.
Yeah, I agree.
Say like Logan Thompson gave up a similar goal. Glove low. It was low. It was same thing. I'm like, man, even he's getting rattled now. Like it's hard. Like these guys are playing every 2 days. It catches up to them.
Do I take Vegas plus 3.5? Can I take a 3.5? Or are they going to get blown out? It's 3.5 minus 145 on my book. What do you think?
I would take the 3. And I'm not going to do it, but I would go with the 3.5. What's the total now?
It feels like the Arizona State game. 36.5, final score, 72-0. I'm like, ooh, I clicked that 12
times. They don't go away, Vegas. Like, they're not going to quit. So, and Edmonton are flaky, too. Like, Vegas can score the next two goals in this game. Like, you know the way this thing goes.
Yeah.
I'm leaning over 6.5 right now. They're at 3.
Me, too.
We'll see if we can get to, no one scores for a couple of minutes. And it falls to 5.5, I'll jump in. But I've said that, like, 10 times in this series. Where I'm like, you know what? I'll just wait a couple of minutes, and if it goes from 7.5 to 6.5, I'll take it. And then they score, and I'm like, I don't know why I just didn't do it. And then they score again. Like, these games, they're all the same.
There's a great, like, MO, right? So Skinner loses his job to Pickard. Now he's coming in. They're playing really good in front of him, and he's starting, like, he made a couple really nice saves tonight. That's the one thing about goaltending, Gabe. You know, you played the position. You get hot for a while. And your guy's got your back? Like, he looks like a totally different guy so far.
That was bad, the goal. That winning goal, though, the other night was terrible. Like, when he slid out of the net, like, that was some beer league stuff, man.
It was.
Like, when you do an angle over the top of the net and the goalie isn't in the frame in the picture, you got a problem. Like, you know what I mean? Like, literally. Like, he was not in, like, Sean, like, literally. Like, they did the overhead shot of top looking down over the net, and the goalie wasn't even in the screen. No, like, he came out and he kept sliding out. It was like, literally, like Cam just said about, you know, that's like something that a drunk guy would do in a beer league. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to come out and cut the angle on you, buddy. Try to beat me. It's like, bro, you're 10 feet away from the net right now.
I'm not a hockey guy, and I know that's not a good move.
No, exactly. It's sort of like football, like when, you know, there's a receiver and you don't see there's not one defender in the picture. It's the same thing. It's like, yeah, that's not good. Like, there was no one's even in the screen, like, around him.
Why can't they just have a huge fat guy in goal? Why can't they just put a big fat guy in goal?
We've already experimented with this with the simple wrestler. Doesn't work.
No.
They can't skate.
Can't stand up.
The problem, you can't find a guy big enough either. The net is shut. The net is bigger than it seems. So, like, they did it, too. Remember, like, the sports science show, ESPN had that sports science show? And I've been talking about it for years. Just put a sumo wrestler in that. Put a big fat guy and tell him, don't move, right? And whatever. The problem is, these guys are good. They're good enough that when they put the big sumo wrestler in the net, I think it was Hall. They had Brett Hall shooting on him, I think. And Hall was just going top shelf. Like, they you're too fat to move.
They
couldn't move. So, like, the player, they're going to see the net. They're going to score. And you're going to fall. You can't get back up. You got to find, like, the fattest guy, though. Like, they got, like, a fat guy sticking out. You need, like, a round big dude. You know what I mean?
With some athleticism, like an offensive lineman that can still not get tired on his skates and move a little bit. Because the other guy, it's tiring.
Yeah, that lineman on Tampa Bay. There's a new guy on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's 462 pounds. Put this kid on skates.
Yeah. Like a big, like a guy's like 6'5", like 340.
Gabe, you know, standing on those skates and stuff like that, it's not easy. Like, being a goalie, like, it's tiring.
No, exactly.
Like, it hurts.
It hurts your ankles. And unless you've already done it, you're not going to be able to do it.
Correct.
Like, point blank. You can't just take somebody and say, yeah, listen, stand here and wear these goalie skates and pads for 3 hours. If they, you know what I mean? We'll teach you, like, no, they're not, like, their ankles are going to be like this. And, like, they're going to break, like, the blade, some fat guy to skate.
I think hockey is the toughest sport. Hitting a baseball's extremely hard, but I think hockey is physically the toughest sport. I don't think it's close.
They're all tough. They're tough
on a daily basis.
You're skating on a razor.
No, but the bottom line is, Sean, Gabe, and I will tell you, like, winning the Stanley Cup is literally like, everybody's got broken bruises, this and that. It's a war of attrition. Like, who can
it's the hardest trophy to win. But as far as, like, being a sport to play, I'll say, Sean, it's the hardest sport to, like, learn. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you can teach someone to shoot a basketball. You can teach someone to play football.
Yes.
You can't just take someone and say, all right, go play hockey. Like, exactly. Dude, like, just skating alone is not easy. Like, if you don't know how to, like, it's like basically, like, I started skating when I was literally, like, 3 years old. So, it's like walking for me.
240 checks you, and you're still trying to.
Yeah.
twirl a little.
And not to mention, bro, that puck is like frozen and it's going like 92 miles an hour, 96, like 98. That's like guys lose teeth. You get smacked over the glass face first.
It doesn't help with the galvanized rubber. It hurts.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Sports Rage. I'm Renzi. Pits the players, the hustlers, the people, the bust, and everybody else in between. So if you're just joining us, it's been a wild night. The Knicks beat the Celtics. Celtics lose Jason Tatum, and it looks like it's the worst, like a torn Achilles. So surgery is going to be out like next year probably. Like, you know, it's one of these whole 9 yards, unless there's some miraculous, I don't know. But you know, the way people are talking right now, it seems like it is true that he's done. And the Knicks now, you know, they're going to win the series. The Knicks are going to the Eastern Conference Finals, and they're probably going to end up playing the Indiana Pacers. Old school Reggie Miller, old school rivalry day should be fun. Pacers beat them last year, too, don't forget. The Pacers Pacers match up well with the Knicks. All right, we'll get Kurtz in here, who's a Cowboy fan, in a minute. But Sean Hicks claims he's a Cowboy fan, but he says they're going under the 7.5. So you're standing by this, Sean, 7.5?
Yeah, I like the under 7.5. Yeah, listen, you can't be a homer for your team. If they're not going to be good, you have to just say, I'm going to be good this year. I don't think they'll be good. That's it.
Right,
I'm not going to go bold statement like I did with the Bears last year. I'll have maybe something as the season comes off. I have a bold take of a -2 wins off of the win total. But I can't say that. I can't say the Cowboys won 5 games. They could be a 7-8 win team. But I'd still like the under more than the over with them.
All right, we'll get you out of here, Sean. So tomorrow the Pacers are getting 8 in Cleveland. 228.5 is the total. And the Denver Nuggets get 10.5 at OKC, 221. What do you like?
I'm taking the dogs. Why wouldn't you take the dogs? I mean, the Pacers, I think, are going to wrap that up. I mean, how do you – I get you're down 41 at the half. You're going to come back and show up at home. You didn't show up your first two home games. You lost as a 10-point favorite. You get choked away a game with 40 seconds left. You're like the Celtics. I'm not trusting them. I'm not trusting the Cavaliers. I think Indiana, again, we talked about them last year. Beat the Knicks. You gave the Celtics a little run in the playoffs. Their head coach, championship caliber guy, won with the Mavs. This is a good team. I think they ended. You're going to give me 7.5 points? I'll take it. Thank you very much, and I'll see the Knicks. What is it, next Sunday they'll start that series? Monday?
Well, the Knicks and Celtics play on Wednesday. And Boston are 5-point favorites, even without Jason Tatum right now. That's crazy.
Sign me up.
I think the Knicks finish them off.
Hey, Gabe, yes. You know what we do, like the New York two-step? Take a look at the New York four-step tonight. Every team from New York's going to win, even in the WNBA. Yankees, Mets. Knicks won.
Damn, the Yankees are up 7-2 now. Hey, that sucks.
And Liberty. Yeah, trust me.
I went to the home run.
Yeah.
I can't believe the Yanks are winning. I got an under win ticket on these guys. I can't believe, like, but this is what the Yanks do. They beat the garbage squads. And
they take care of business, Sean. That's what they do. The Yankees win
7-2.
I look at this lineup. And Kurtz will tell you, this lineup is atrocious. I mean, it's terrible. Yet they like lead in on base and slugging. I mean, Judge is ridiculous. Goldie's having a PED light year. You know, that guy's reborn with testosterone at 38 years old. He's having a nice first half. But I can't take him seriously.
Is that what you're saying, Higgs?
No, I don't think Goldie.
He's having a good year.
I think he's a little rejuvenated. You get that rejuvenated kick. I want to see him is he going to hit like this the whole year? I don't know about that. You know,
Sean Hicks. Not hitting.
Jazz, come on.
They just put up six runs.
Screw them Yankees. And I had them today, too. I got them at 129 last night with the Yanks. I'm like,
I'm a Blue Jay fan. You think I care about the Yankees?
I got enough problems.
Thank you, Sean. I got enough problems. Thanks.
I saw Jose Urena last night. That guy was like the worst pitcher in baseball for like the Tigers. He's starting for you guys going like two innings. Like he's – that's
– And then you guys told me to draw a hard one. Think about the Blue Jays. When they're supposed to get murdered, they win. I tell Gabe, and then they're playing like Colorado, and they'll lose. That's what they do. That's who they are. That's the Jays.
I like them tomorrow. Who are they playing? Yeah. They're playing Tampa tomorrow, right?
We're done, Sean.
Well, we got Kurt's waiting. Yeah, what is quick pick? He's giving us his analysis on the Yankee season.
Dude, I'm giving you NBA. I'm giving you baseball for tomorrow. I like the Twinkies over the O's. Are we live?
Yeah, you like the Twins?
Is the show over?
Get rid of this guy.
I love Higgs. Right. No, Higgs ain't going anywhere. It's like, Pettit, you can't kick him out.
Like, see you, Higgs.
Later, Higgs. Love you, buddy.
We're coming up to a new commercial already, almost. Give a quick base. Imagine he starts going on about, hey, Cam, what about this? And the Twins and...
Sean Higgs is like, that guy's a piece of work, man. Like, he's a very individual. Like, he's a very different guy.
No, good stuff with Higgs. Yeah, really like Higgs. But yeah, at some point, I was like, all right, we got to go here. All right, we're done. On the side of the thing. Time. George Kurtz in the house. He cut into Kurtz's airtime here. What's up, Kurtz?
Yeah, Kurtz.
And you guys think I'm an angry Yankee fan or an angry Cowboy fan, right? Man, Sean puts me to bed.
Yeah. He's bitching about the Yankees. Yeah. They're winning 7-2, and he's adamant. He's like, no, they won't. The Cowboys won't win 7.5 games this year.
Cowboys.
I said they will win 7.5 games. They win 12 games every year when Dak's not hurt. So, yeah, the division is tougher now, but their schedule is also going to be easier. The Cowboys used to have the top of it. You know what I mean? So,
schedule is rough, Gabe. That Dallas Cowboys schedule. Have you looked at who the Cowboys are playing this year? Man, they're playing the AFC West. You know, those are outside of the Raiders, good teams there. This is what the Cowboys finished last year. The only really I don't want to say gimme game, but the only easy game, you might say, outside of the division would be Carolina.
Think about this, George. They beat Washington last year in one of that crazy game where Washington.
We're not talking about the East. We know they'll play well in the East. They always do. But they're out of the division games are against the AFC West and NFC North. That's brutal for the NFC East this year.
It is. You know, I get that, but to be honest, everybody's schedule is hard. You know what I mean? And no one, like, you know, we all do this stuff before the season. Yeah. You never know which teams are going to be good and not, and you know, nothing's easy, right? Teams lose to teams they should beat, and they beat teams they should, you know, lose to.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. The Pistol Players, the Hustlers, people who bust them, everybody else in between. We're so caught up in these playoff games. Edmonton nearly scored again. I think it was Hyman had a breakaway a couple of minutes ago. He missed the net. I was going to say it was a nice save, but I think he missed the net. But 3-0, and yeah, Edmonton are dominating them. Like they have the puck. They've doubled their shot. 24-12 shots on goal. Like Edmonton aren't playing around tonight. Are you on the Oilers, Kurtz, tonight?
I'm on the Oilers. I haven't liked really the way the Golden Knights have played here, and I'm on the over as well. So we're going to be sweating that one out here with three goals here with only 2 minutes left. I did not want to see Vegas get shut out.
There's been a few shutouts in these games. I don't think they will. I don't think we had back-to-back 4-0 games last week. in the NHL Plus. I don't think. I'd be surprised if Vegas gets shut out. Like, they're not going to tap out.
I got to be honest with you, Gabe. I'm watching these guys, and they're pretty close to tapping out. Like, I haven't seen Vegas with this. Like, this is a very lackluster performance. Edmonton's very tight.
I just think it's frustrating, Cam, that Edmonton are just faster and better than they are. Yeah. I think it's just they're getting frustrated. They never have the puck. Like, Edmonton, it's like a soccer team. Edmonton have the puck all the time. They're just passing it around everywhere.
They are. They're toying with them. And that's and it's what we talked about before. Like, Vegas had this run. Like, they don't look like the same Vegas team. Like, age is catching up with these guys. Edmonton is, like, very, very fast, good ice. They're, like, the Vegas Golden Knights look lost. And if not for that last game, they could have been done. Like, think about that. They're 3-9. They could have been swept. Like, Edmonton's better. Like, I thought Vegas, because of their veteran savvy, would come out maybe like lose in overtime or something tonight, but you said it. Edmonton's crushing these guys. It's not even close.
Edmonton are going to win the Stanley Cup, I think.
I
picked the Leafs
before the
playoffs started, but I think personally, I bet them last week, the Oilers at +400. I said, you know what? The number's only going to come down. I got to get on this. Like, they're just a juggernaut. And currently right now, they're +290, the Oilers. The Oilers are +290. The Carolina Hurricanes are +320. The Dallas Stars are +330. The Florida Panthers are +425. The Maple Leafs are +650. The Winnipeg Jets are 18-1. Vegas are now 21-1. And the Washington Capitals are 75-1. Kurtz, who do you think is the value pick here, hearing those odds?
I don't mind your 400 to all, your 4-1 with Edmonton, not at all here. I'm going with Dallas Stars. All right, it's my team anyway. I'm going to keep going with them. I think they are going to take care of business against Winnipeg. I think they're only going to get better. Robertson getting more.
So they would play. It'd be Dallas versus Edmonton, man.
That'd be great. A great series, right? A great series, and I think that's what it's going
to be. Who's in the East? Who's in the East? Dallas versus who then? George, who's?
It's going to be Florida. It's going to be Florida.
Fair enough. I have exact series, Gabe. Dallas versus Leafs. Like, I don't know. I felt pretty good about it a while ago, but
I'm not giving up on the Leafs.
I'm not giving up either. It all went downhill. Matthews is hurt. All right, we're going to find out that Matthews has an injury. That's why he can't score. His shot is not as hard. He must have, a ligament damage or something like that. He's not. I understand, by the way, that a lot of these players are hurt, and we're all going to hear about this. But Matthews is just not Matthews.
No, you're right, Kurtz. He hasn't. One thing with Matt, they're not taught. People don't talk. No one cares. Like you said, people are going to go after him. I'm not making excuses for him, but he can't practice even, bro. Like, he can't even do the morning skates. Like, they're like, just don't move, bro. Like, you know what I mean? We just save it for the game. So he is trying to tough it up. It is what it is. Listen, one big goal will erase a lot of things, right? He'll be the, captain hero again with one big goal. I think the Leafs will win the next game. I think they'll get it done on home ice. They're going to be up 3-2, and then it gets real after. They probably lose game 6 in Florida, and then you got a game 7 in Toronto after. I think it's going 7.
You know, Gabe, so you're sitting there going, we score a couple seconds into the game, we go up 2-0. This is your chance to put your foot on the throat of a team like
that. Yeah, they could have been up 3-0 in the series.
That's my point.
That's where they blew the 3-1 lead, Cam. The 3-1 lead was like, come on.
And it happened in a minute. And I'm like, what are you guys doing? This is the one time you're going to figure it out. That's the whole problem, man. They need another gear.
Listen, not easy. It's not easy.
I know.
You tied it 2, right? These series aren't easy to win, man, for anybody, right? Even if Florida, they're frustrated too. They feel good about things now, but it's 2-2. We got a best of 2-3 series. For betting purposes, and maybe this is just stubbornness on my behalf, but the Jets at 18-1, they're not done yet, the Jets. They just got to win tomorrow. They can win this series still.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage, the Monday Night Meltdown. I am Gabriel Morency, Sports Grid Radio and Television Network, Sirius XM, Channel 159, Cam Stewart in the house. What is George Kurtz joining us as well? I said, you know what? I'm gonna, maybe it goes to 5.5. I'll jump in on an over here. So it's 5.5 now, guys. Edmonton Oilers and the Vegas Golden Knights. We've played two periods of play, so we got the intermission coming up here right now. What do you think, Kurtz? 5.5. You think it gets there? It's +110 to the over. Listen, Vegas have been, you know, dominated here. You know, they don't have the puck. Like, puck possession is massive. Teams don't emphasize it enough, but the Oilers do. And they're going to get a little bit of a breather here right now. You know they're going to throw the kitchen sink early in the period at Edmonton. I would be surprised, guys, personally, if Edmonton pitched a shutout tonight. I'm leaning with the over 5.5 here, guys. What's your play, Kurtz? What do you think?
Yeah, I'll double down. All right. It's the plus money that's really getting me. Two goals, right? I mean, I think Vegas is going to score. So that's 3-1. And if we get the 3-1, then we can get multiple empty nets anyway. All right. So I'll take my chances with that also here because they'll pull the goalie pretty early there. But I like your play there. I'm getting +106, 5.5. I'll double down on it. Yeah, why not?
I love you guys, but I'm going to tell you, watching Vegas, this team looks listless. Like, Edmonton owns them tonight. I would not be shocked, actually, if Vegas got shut out and lost this game like 5-0. Like, the way they're playing, they need a spark.
Can we do 6-0? Can we get 6-0?
Whatever you got, George. I got original 6.5. You can have it, buddy. I love
you. I got that, too. That's why I'm hoping.
Sure, sure. I have the under. I have the under 6.5. But I have Vegas. I'm an idiot. I should have listened to, I thought Vegas would have the pedigree after that win last night to come back, but very similar to the Leafs game. They've showed nothing. Edmonton's, suffocating them tonight. Let's give the Oilers top notch. Like, their defense has been good. Skinner's been good. Their forwards are coming back. They're playing a perfect hockey game so far.
We played a nice parlay tonight. I took the Carolina Hurricanes to win and the Edmonton Oilers to win, +161. Nice. So now I got the – and I've already paid for it since the Oilers are up by 3 right now. NBA basketball. We got this one's a close one, actually. You know what? I should have jumped in on the over. It's weird. Eh? It's the games you figure, how the hell would these two teams score, right? How is Golden State going to score? Minnesota are good defensively. Minnesota aren't great offensively. They sort of grind it out, and try to get to 100 or 105 if they can type of deal. But the total is 200? Here we go. Right now with the half, the total is 218.5. It's 60-58, so give credit to the Warriors. They've been down pretty much all game, but they're battling these guys. Veteran team, season on the line.
I did a show in-game live with Wetzel. I go, that's low-hanging fruit for Morenci. This total was 200.5 or 201 before tip-off.
I didn't take it.
I'm surprised. I know these teams can be that way, but I know you're an over guy, and I'm thinking – that total looked a little bit light to me. You're more of a total guy than me, but it's on pace to go over.
I should have jumped in game earlier when it was sort of picking up, but no, I didn't. Like I said, these two teams played. There's been some low scoring games in this series. Like, Golden State are very challenged offensively now, but when they're on, if Hield is going to be hitting shots and stuff, what's the box score here? Let me see what they've done in this game. They are capable. It's just it comes and goes, right, for Golden State right now. But they will be getting Curry back eventually. Kuminga. Kuminga's been the man for them. Kuminga's got 16 points for the Golden State Warriors. Draymond Green's got 8. Buddy Hield's got 11. Pazinski's got 6. What's Jimmy Butler's? Jimmy Butler's only got 7 points.
Wow.
That's not bad, actually, from a Golden State perspective. You're up by 2. Butler's only got 7 points. Kuminga's playing well. So I believe, let me see what Kuminga's number in game is, actually. He's kind of become their guy right now with everybody out. And it's weird because Kerr doesn't even like playing him. But he's out of bodies, and he's making shots. He's been kind of one of the most consistent guys. And maybe I'm overdoing it because he hit the cover the other day.
I know. I'm like,
what a stud you are, Kuminga.
I'm like, man, he won us money. George must
But he hit a lot of threes to even get it there. Like, he's been playing well for them. Since Curry's been out, Kuminga has stepped up for them. So it's 16.5. He's at 16. Let me see what it is in game here right now. All right. Here we go. Jonathan Kuminga is, it's a little high for me. It's 25.5 now.
Too high.
So he's at 16. He's got 25.5. Jimmy Butler's at 20.5, despite the fact he's only got 7. There, I don't know if he's going to get to 21, to be honest, but I do think he'll have a better second half. Gary Payton's got 3 points. He's at 5.5 plus 125.
Ooh.
Almost tempted. Like, it's one, he hits one 3-point shot.
That's like the tavern, buy one, get one free, just needs one, right? You're like, ooh, we can do it. Like, you know what I'm saying? That looks,
yeah. He needs two baskets or one 3-point shot. Thing is, he's not, he's only going to get a shot if he's like wide open. He'll take the shot once in a while, but he's wide open for a reason, and he knows it. He's a smart player, so he'll pass it up. Like, he doesn't really shoot a lot, but he does work hard. So, like, he gets these weird little putbacks, and you know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying, guys, you're getting plus 125. He's basically got to get 3 points in the second half. I'm going to jump in on it, actually. It's going to bother me when he hits a three or something. I didn't do it. So Gary Payton's at 5.5. From the Minnesota perspective, Anthony Edwards is at 14. Right now with the half, his prop is 29.5. He's kind of the only one that's scored. Julius Randle has got 19 as well, and he's at 29.5 right now. I'm looking for, like, the low ones here. Same thing, Mike Conley, guys. Mike Conley's at 6. His prop is 8.5. Conley does take threes, right? So he's got to hit one 3-point freaking shot here, a couple of fouls. I think these numbers are too low. I'm going to go Mike Conley over 6.5 points. Dear God, guys, Rudy Gobert, his prop is 3.5 points right now.
How many has he got?
He's got 0 points at the half.
Good old Rudy. I love it. Rudy.
I'm taking it. I'm going in on this. I'm betting some in-game player props here. I'm going over. Dude. It's just these are low numbers.
I feel like me and you, Morenci, we're on the waters with our fishing poles, and they're just like, these numbers sound real good. Like, they sound attainable.
Yeah, I'm going Mike Conley. Here it is. So he's got 6. So let me get this in. Over 8.5 for Mike Conley. Dude, he gets to the free throw line. He can hit a three, we win the bet. A couple of baskets, he gets to the free throw line, we win the bet. So I'm going Conley over 8.5. This is bold, but I'm going to go Rudy Gobert over 3.5. A little smaller, though. Rudy Gobert over 3.5. Same thing. I mean, give me a dunk and a couple of free throws, Rudy, here in the second half. It's asking too much. You make like $40 million a year. Can you score 4 points? And from a Golden State Warrior perspective, I'm attracted by this stupid Payton pick here. He's just got to score 3 points. It's a little play on Payton. I'm not going. It's a little recreational.
Did you take the New York Liberty over the Toyota Antelopes tonight? They're up 74-57. Antelopes.
They don't.
Great name.
They don't have in-game for it either. The WNBA, I think it starts for real on Friday. Not sure. We'll look into this. Kurtz knows. Diehard New York Liberty fan, George Kurtz.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you been to a Liberty game, Kurtz? You have, haven't you? Didn't you say?
Yeah, he said he did. Remember? He's here. Yeah. Like, I didn't go here, but I went to a Liberty game.
You got the daughters, what? Right? Did you take your kids? Is that who? Did you go with your kids?
No. This is back when Becky Harmon was on. I think on the team.
Wow.
All right. There's a name for you, right?
Hammond. Becky Hammond.
You're lucky I knew Becky. You're lucky I knew Becky.
NCIS.
Mark Harmon. Nibs. When you come back? That's a pretty good show. Is it Hammond? That's the only name I can tell you. I don't know why it sticks in my head. I don't even know if they would have lost that game. I did catch a basketball, by the way. Why can't I keep the ball? I want to keep the ball.
Wow. I was in the fifth row yesterday, too. I'd like to get the soccer ball, too. You got to throw it back, though. But still, I like to do it. I'd milk it, too, because I'd be on TV. I'd hold it for a minute, and I'd, like, bounce past it or something. Like, I'd do something cocky back. Like,
what happened at the end of the game? You just take the ball, put it under your shirt, and run out of the arena. I got a soccer ball.
No, if it's the end of the game, I'd try to leave. Yeah.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We were talking last week about the Savannah Bananas, Banana Ball, and going over their rules, and of course, if a fan catches a foul ball, it's an out. It counts as an out if the fan catches it. And over the weekend, it was freaking epic. I think they were in Nashville, And the game was on the line, 2 strikes, 5-2. Last inning, I don't know if they played. I think they played 7. I'm not sure if they, I don't know. I don't think they played 9 anyways. Foul ball was won by a fan. The game was decided. The last out of the game, the fan caught the ball in the stands.
Amazing.
And it's pretty cool. Like the players, they brought him on the field. He celebrated with the team on the field. He's high-fiving like he's a player and stuff. You down with that Savannah Banana baseball, Kurtz? You like that stuff?
I do think it's fun, and I saw the play you're talking about on the highlights. I think it's fun. Listen, I want to watch it every day of the week? No, but every now and then, if it's on, I know ESPN's covering it now.
It's like a Globetrotters thing or something.
Yes.
Like, you know what I mean? It's like the Globe. You have fun. Like, it's like trick shots.
You know what it is, Gabe? You talked about this. When you're a lesser league, you do things for fun. I'm watching UFL football, and I literally, like, I'm watching this going, there's nobody here. These plays suck. Nobody's doing anything. And that's the whole thing. You talk about the league. You want to get fired up. And this baseball league makes it fun. You want to go to the game. You participate. Things get good. That's the thing. If you want to play with the big boys, you got to do things a little bit differently. Kudos to that league for having different rules.
The UFL had some good endings this week in a couple of their games. But overall, it's a big problem for them. And I've been talking about it. And everybody agrees and watches the league. It's boring because they take it too seriously. Yeah. Right, it's a freaking UFL. Like, guys, like, it's a, you know what I mean? You should be, you're doing a disservice to the players as well. Like, you're supposed to be showcasing these players so they can, you know what I mean, make more money and whatever, and or you should be entertaining the fans on TV. No one's going to the games hardly in the stands. Only a couple of cities have fans that are going. And the problem is these coaches, like, they're, let's punt the ball on four. It's like, dude, like, this isn't an NFL wildcard game, bro. It's a UFL game. Let's just go for it. Like, and it's to the point now where I'm like, I would force them to. Like, my idea, I'm thinking, you know what? You're not allowed punting from your own, you know what I mean? If you make it from your own 35-yard line or out, you're not allowed punting anymore. I think that's a good idea. You say you want to punt. If you're pressed on the goal line, whatever, and you got to punt, you got to punt. But make it a 25-yard line. Make them go for it. And all these kickers are really good in the UFL. The coaches know it. So, like, they play for field goals. Like, this team the other day, it's like they had, like, 4 55-yard field goals. It's like, yeah, coach, you're going to win the game 12-6, but you just bored the hell out of everybody, and the league's going to be folded because it's too boring, right? Like, but good for you. You won. You know what I mean? You won the game. Like, you got to tell the coaches, like, loosen up a little bit. You won't get fired if you lose. We want to, like, entertain people. Like, the XFL was just funner somehow. I don't know, like, they had more cheerleaders, and it was faster, and they had music. I don't know, like, the UFL is just boring. It feels like a second-rate NFL preseason game. That's what it feels like when you watch it. And as opposed to, like, you watch the CFL, it doesn't feel like a second-rate anything. You're like, wow, this is wild. Yep. This is a cool league. Right? Like, you know, it's three downs, passing a ball, bigger field, not allowed fair catches, review pass interference. Like, you know what I mean? There's a lot of stuff that's cool. That's one good thing about the UFL, though, that they should translate into the NFL. The replay system in the UFL is really good. And also what's cool is they let you hear Dean Blandino and Pereira talk, which is cool, Kurtz. Like, the NFL is so secretive, right? Like, oh, what are you guys seeing on this? Tell us why. All right, we say he's in bounds, you say he's out of bounds, tell us why. Let me hear the NFL live, you guys saying why you think we're, you know what I mean? It is what it is. The UFL does that. Like, Blandino will be like, all right, guys, you see here, I don't think it's enough here. That's overruled. He does a great job, Blandino. Blandino got railroaded. He was good in the NFL, but he's doing a good job, I thought. But George Kurtz is Jerry Jones got to him, and it looked like it was... It looked like it was inappropriate, Cam. He went and partied. I don't know. I think he went to a strip club with the Cowboys, like Jerry Jones. It's like, so what? You don't think they all know each other?
Exactly.
Like, oh, they were like, oh, he's going to give biased calls to the Cowboys. No, he doesn't. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Come on.
He went out on the town. I'm with you, Gabe.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Like, who cares? Like, so what if I went out to dinner with Art Rooney or something? Is that a problem? It's just because he was partying and people were like, oh, they were paying for the party and like... Yeah. He shouldn't be hanging with a team if you're an official, and you know what I mean? I don't know. I think like a mini fine or suspension could have been in order, but just doing the UFL now instead of the NFL.
quickly about the hockey too. Like Vegas, like Petrangelo is.
Yeah, they're not
like,
scoring still. Maybe I'll wait for a 4.5. I didn't bet it yet.
It's not just that, Gabe. I've seen he's been hurt the whole series. Like, and seriously, he took another puck in the leg.
Oh,
like he's
call.
An older
yeah,
guy
right.
to begin
yeah, yeah.
with. Like this guy's hanging on by a thread right now, and Edmonton like smells blood in the water. Vegas Dude. Is in big trouble. Big trouble.
Remember I said how long ago it was? I said they're being out doubled. It's 24-12. They only have one shot on goal since, guys. They're at 13 still right now. Like, they're not even getting shots on goal right now. Kurtz, you're over. Looks like it's in trouble here.
Yeah, well, go down with the ship, right? Go down in flames. You're going to lose. Might as well really lose here. I am on the Oilers as well, so it's not going to be a total loss.
It's all about you guys.
I think Cam said it a couple of times.
Oh, it is 4.5 now, but 200. Minus 200.
I'm not going in a third time.
Don't do it, George. Don't do it. No, I've been there. Don't, no, no. Let it go.
But Cam said it a couple times now on the show. Vegas looks like they all right. We're lost. We'll see what happens next. They don't look like Vegas, but they haven't looked like Vegas really since what, halfway through the Minnesota series.
They just look exhausted, George. Like if they played like this against Minnesota, like it took everything in their power to beat Minnesota. And Edmonton's a way better team with speed and they got guys who can finish. Like Vegas looks like to me, they're out of gas. I don't know how they're going to do this.
I brought it up earlier, Kurtz. Like I talked about how like they're an older team, Vegas. Like who's young on their team? You know what I mean? Like they got guys that have been around. Like Eichel's kind of their youngest guy. Like they don't have young players. You know what I mean? Like it's catching up to them. And think about the travel too. And you guys saw it. Minnesota game all they can handle. So you're going back and forth to Minnesota. It's hot in Vegas. I know it seems like a paradise, but I imagine their practices. Like just you know, dehydrated, you're hot. You're going back and forth. Now you got to go, like, Edmonton's in the middle of nowhere, right? So now you're going back and forth, Vegas to Edmonton. Edmonton can play, like, at 210 miles an hour. You know what I mean? Like, they're slowing down. They're done. Edmonton are going to win their series.
Big time.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're going to go back to the basketball. This hockey game's all but done right now. 3-0 for the Edmonton Oilers. Vegas seem worn out right now and resigned to the fact that they're going to be down 3-1 in the series. Going back to Vegas, this Edmonton team really starting to dial things up right now. All right, so we've got a couple of minutes left. Good to have Cam back. NBA basketball. Edwards is up to 17 points right now. I see 4 of 8 from the field. 66-65 with 9 minutes left in the third. Looks like the pace is continuing, guys. I mean, I hate getting bad numbers, but I'm going to jump in here on the over 219.5 in this game. I just moved to 221.5, actually. And as I bet, it says I need to be outside of the province of Ontario to bet. Yeah, I am outside. I am outside.
I got to be honest with you. I've been getting that wheel a lot lately, and I'm just ready to, like, absolutely snap. It's like,
it took my
you guys
bet,
know
though.
By now?
It took my bet, but it pops up a lot. But I'm not anywhere near Ontario, so I have no idea why they're so obsessed with this. I think because I was once and somehow like I got pinged. Like, I actually asked them about it. I said, why? Like, what's this problem? Like, I don't live in Ontario and I haven't lived in Ontario in a long time. So why do you always like think I'm in Ontario? And they told me because I signed up or I pinged once. I don't know. I pinged and that's their IP address they have for me or something stupid like that. And I even went through all their little authorization apps and whatever. But it's fine. Like I said, sometimes I got to put the bet in like 4 times. It'll say, no, it doesn't, no. And I just got to keep doing it and it'll recognize me like after like a minute or so. But anyways, I just jumped in on the over here. Over 221.5 now, guys, in this game. All right, let's get the picks for tomorrow. NBA basketball tomorrow. We got the Pacers and the Cavs. The Cavs are laying 8. It's 228.5. I think the game's going to go over the number, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Cavs actually smash them now. The way this series is going is sort of going back and forth with beatdowns. And same thing with Denver and Oklahoma City. Guys, it's pretty clear with Oklahoma City. When they win by 40 when they play at home. Or they'll just lose the game. Right? Like, so it's like you get sort of like, oh, it's a lot of points, but not really. I mean, their margin of victory average is literally like 26 or something like that at home in the playoffs. They murder you, and then they go on the road and they either lose or win a close one, right? But it's hard to get in front of these guys at home. I can see the Thunder. Like, I think it could be a chalk night tomorrow night in the NBA. NHL hockey tomorrow. We just got one game. Cam, what's your pick? Jets at Stars. Jets are plus 125. Stars Jets are minus 150.
Jets are desperate. Actually, in this series, I'd look at the over with the way the goaltender Hellebuck plays on the road. I lean Dallas Stars. I don't like the juice at 50 cents, but I got Dallas in the series, Gabe. So, you know what? I kind of like over 5.5.
What do you think, Kurtz, tomorrow? Who are you taking, the Jets or the Stars?
I agree with everything Cam said. My only problem with the over is that it's minus 128. You're paying a heavy price for the over, but I think it's Dallas in the over.
Yeah, it's hard to want to bet an under here. With empty net goals, I'm on the Jets, and I don't like getting in front of the Stars, but I just think, you know, I find the Jets are getting disrespected as far as the money is concerned. Like 18-1 to win a cup right now. If the Jets win this game tomorrow, suddenly they're going to be 9-1, right? So it could be a big flip tomorrow for the Winnipeg Jets in this series. They've got to steal a road game back, and it only gets harder as the series goes on to win on the road. So it's Winnipeg or bust for me tomorrow, plus 125. And then the Panthers and the Leafs are on Wednesday, Kurtz. We'll catch up with you later in the week. Who do you like in Toronto on Wednesday? The Florida Panthers are actually minus 140 road favorites.
That's a little, I mean, that's a lot for me to lay. I think the Panthers are going to win the series here. I do think it might still go seven games, though. My favorite play, and that's going to be the same thing, the over. I'll pay the 128 in that game without a problem. I think it's going to go over. I don't care about the 2-0 shutout. Toronto's not going to play that poorly again. I'm probably going to go with the Panthers again, minus 146.
And then you got the Canes and Capitals on Thursday. Why the hell are we playing on Thursday? Why do you need 3 days off? Like, this schedule is whack. So we're down to only one game a night, guys, unfortunately, throughout the week here. Carolina and Washington. We'll speak to you on Thursday, Kurt. So this game will take place, too. Carolina, minus 170 road favorites. The Capitals are plus 145 at home. Total's 5.5. Do you think the Canes finish it off, or are they going to be going back to rally?
I think they go back. Give me the Caps.
Capitals, live home dogs. I wouldn't be surprised if the Capitals have one win left in them.
I agree.
One win left in them. And then they go on the road and lose, and the season's over.
Right? Correct.
World Hockey Championship in the morning. Canada, minus 4.5 against France. We'll post some picks online. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.